Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A big AEW debut could be happening on Wednesday, plus WWE face a lawsuit and an ECW legend is back on top. For Monday, October the 4th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Buddy Murphy doesn't need SmackDown Live. SmackDown Live needs Buddy Murphy. Just like 205 Live needed Buddy Murphy. But ladies and gentlemen, the best kept secret will be revealed, and when it does, the whole world will know my name. Buddy Murphy.
This Wednesday AEW Dynamite anniversary will feature the return of the Casino Ladder Match. This is a Royal Rumble come ladder match with the winner getting a title shot as and when they please. The conversation around the ladder match, very similar to the conversation around the Casino Battle Royale, is the identity of the Joker, that one surprise entrant that always turns heads. A lot of people suggesting the Joker could be Hangman Adam Page. He's not been around for a while, and there is some story still to tell between him and Kenny Omega. However, a tweet since deleted from a former WWE star has suggested that the identity may be somebody quite different. The artist formerly known as Buddy Murphy, now known as Buddy Matthews, tweeted over the weekend a very simple tweet, which was the Joker card emoji, firing off the tweet on October the 3rd and subsequently deleting the tweet. But it was there long enough for people to see it and there long enough for people to put two and two together. If a now deleted tweet is anything to be believed, there is certainly some conversation about Buddy rocking up in All Elite Wrestling. Watch this space.
Today is a great day to be a WWE fan because, drum roll please.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We are announcing the launch of the WWE Network.
A report from PW Insider Elite over the weekend may be a cause of some concern down the line for users of the WWE Network. A lawsuit has been filed against WWE over the technology behind the network. Cito, which is the company behind the tech, filed the suit last month, and they said that WWE owns, controls, operates, and uses a system for streaming media, but doesn't have the appropriate patents to do so. Cito has accused WWE of using their tech, quote, without approval, authorization, and license. Now, WWE, at time of recording, are yet to respond to this, but Cito are keen to get the company in court. Now, this suit does not involve the Peacock-led WWE Network. That's important to point out because there is no issue with how the Peacock side of the WWE Network is run. More so the international WWE Network, the one we use here in the UK and everywhere else that doesn't have Peacock. This could cause some changes. This could lead to either the end of the WWE Network, possibly, or a faster rollout of WWE Network on another platform. We do know that Peacock is planning an international launch very, very soon, which may see the end of the WWE Network anyway. But something like this, if it doesn't go the way of WWE, could certainly expedite that. A WWE Raw star could be going back to their old gimmick. T-Bar, formerly of Retribution, took to Twitter after Mace was drafted to SmackDown, simply saying, "Guess I'm all alone. Time to feast your eyes." The old slogan of Dominik Dijakovic. We have Dominik Dijakovic and Keith Lee on the same brand. Can we not do something with this, please, WWE? Tony Khan was on Busted Open Radio and he was talking about taking AEW overseas. He says, "I really want to do an international tour in 2022. I'm not sure if we'll hit a lot of different cities or we'll focus the international trip primarily on Craven Cottage, the home of Fulham Football Club. With our relationship or ownership of the football club and our relationship with the fans, having such a great venue to do a show in such a historic place, I would really want to put my focus on that if we do go overseas. Possibly a series of shows around the UK, headlined, culminating with a show at Craven Cottage. That could be the way to go." Both Lio Rush and Fandango are going to be part of this weekend's doubleheader of GCW events. Lio Rush, now an AEW star, has been confirmed for Fight Club in Atlantic City with an opponent yet to be named. Also, now known as Dirty Dango, the former Fandango in WWE, shared a video revealing that he will also be in Atlantic City for GCW this weekend. No opponent yet named. Maybe they'll fight each other. Also, Fight Club promises a whole bunch of other great stuff, including Moxley versus Nick Gage, with Mick Foley presenting the GCW title at the beginning of the match. Game Changer Wrestling. It's going to be one to watch this weekend. We have a little update on Braun Strowman joining Impact Wrestling. Now, Fightful are saying that Impact have been pushing for Adam Scheer for more than a month now. There's been a lot of conversation about Adam backstage at the recent Impact TV tapings. Higher-ups within the company reportedly believe that Scheer will join Impact eventually, noting that he's also been in contact with AEW. No reason why you couldn't have a talent share between the two promotions. What's next for Miro? Well, Lana, possibly. She was asked over the weekend about joining AEW. This was during a virtual signing event. And she said, "I'm going to tell you, stay tuned. I can't give everything away. Can't give all the hot tea right now." There's obviously been some conversations there. Also, over the weekend, there was a photo that she put on her Twitter of her and Sammy Guevara having a tug of war for the TNT title. Miro plans could very well involve getting paired back up with CJ Perry, his wife, who, you know, that we saw them doing some magic together in WWE. They could do even more so in All Elite Wrestling. Following his move from SmackDown to Raw, Fightful Select have reported that Rey Mysterio is currently not cleared to wrestle. This is due to an undisclosed medical reason. Rey was also set to compete in a six-man tag against the Bloodline in Puerto Rico on Saturday night. So instead of that happening, we saw Dominic face Jinder Mahal one-on-one, and we saw Finn Balor, Cesaro and Drew McIntyre facing the Bloodline. Instead, that's where you've seen that picture on Twitter from, of those three all doing the hand gesture. We don't know when Rey Mysterio is set to return. He does tend to be off and on with WWE, and has been the case for the past couple of years. We hope it's nothing too serious, and we hope to see him on Monday Night Raw very soon. And an ECW legend is back on top after winning a major independent title over the weekend. We have a new Major League Wrestling middleweight champion, and it is the Japanese buzzsaw Tajiri. So Tajiri representing All Japan Pro Wrestling at MLW. His first title this side of the water in quite some time. A former ECW champion, a tag team champion in ECW. He's also former ECW television champion, former WWE Cruiserweight, former WCW US champion. I think I've hit all the marks there. I think pretty sure that's the main ones that he's won among other ones. But great to see Tajiri. He looked brilliant, by the way, at MLW. He's a good fit for that promotion. In case you missed it over the weekend, we have a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps, a bonus episode featuring cricket commentator from the BBC Test Match special, Atif Nawaz. Not only is he a cricket guy, not only is he a stand-up comedian, he's also a massive wrestling fan. And we talk all about it on Desert Island Graps. You can hear it on the podcast feed right now. Later on this week, Desert Island Graps will welcome the Pro Wrestling Eve Women's Champion Jetta, who has done it all in the world of professional wrestling, and we'll go through her incredible career, and Jetta will pick three matches to watch while stranded on a desert island as well. That is on the podcast feed later this week. If you missed it, youtube.com/cultaholic is your destination today for every WWE tag team champion ranked from worst to best. It is a heck of a list put together by our very own Jack Atkins. You've heard Jackkins on the Classic Raw review now. He's also one of our incredible writers, and what a list that is. It's 2 hours worth of tag team knowledge spilled into your brains via youtube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.